Chapter 41. It's an object of very small value. Don't worry about it, it isn't worthwhile. The best you can do is to go and lie down again, Lena. Reluctant, she turned away, and only in the doorway asked, "And you?" "I think I shall smoke a cheroot on the veranda. I don't feel sleepy for the moment." "Well, don't be long." He made no answer. She saw him standing there, very still, with a frown on his brow, and slowly dropped the curtain. Hess did really light a cheroot before going out again on the veranda. He glanced up from under the low eaves to see by the stars how the night went on. It was going very slowly. Why it should have irked him, he did not know, for he had nothing to expect from the dawn. But everything round him had become unreasonable, unsettled, and vaguely urgent, laying him under an obligation, but giving him no line of action. He felt contemptuously irritated with the situation. The outer world had broken upon him, and he did not know what wrong he had done to bring this on himself, any more than he knew what he had done to provoke the horrible calumny about his treatment of poor Morrison. For he could not forget this. It had reached the ears of one who needed to have the most perfect confidence in the rectitude of his conduct. "And she only half disbelieves it," he thought, with hopeless humiliation. This moral stab in the back seemed to have taken some of his strength from him, as a physical wound would have done. He had no desire to do anything, neither to bring Wang to terms in the matter of the revolver, nor to find out from the strangers who they were, and how their predicament had come about. He flung his glowing cigar away into the night. But Samburan was no longer a solitude wherein he could indulge in all his moods. The fiery parabolic path the cast-out stump traced in the air was seen from another veranda at a distance of some 20 yards. It was noted as a symptom of importance by an observer with his faculties greedy for signs, and in a state of alertness tense enough, almost to hear the grass grow. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.